I'm Ryan Wolf, and this is Tina's story. There's no such thing, really, as a typical corrections officer. People join corrections from all sorts of backgrounds and with all sorts of life experiences. For some, corrections is a second career, a new direction. Or, as was the case with Tina, a restart after a false start. Before Tina joined corrections, she worked in an office as a robot, her description. Tina says she felt like a bit of a dud. Her old boarding school friends were off doing interesting things, but she was stuck behind a desk, bored out of her mind. Well, that soon changed. In her late 20s, Tina chose to leave her desk job to join corrections, embarking on her intensive corrections officer training. Much of Tina's training was focused on safety and security. Days spent rehearsing assertive verbal commands, developing what officers call situational awareness, the ability to sense when something's not quite right, to see what's going to happen before it does, and how to deal with it as a team. Now, as I've discovered, and every corrections officer will tell you, prison isn't like the movies. But it is a volatile environment, and can often be intimidating, especially when you're a newbie. And some prisoners do pick up on that. Inside the units, you'll never see a corrections officer on their own. They're always in pairs, at least. Safety is the number one priority. As I walked around a high-security unit in the Waikato with Tina and her fellow corrections teammates, I learned how important teamwork is and saw how closely they work together. For example, checking on prisoners in their cells is a procedure carried out hundreds of times each day. While it may seem to be a fairly relaxed and routine thing, these observations are a crucial part of the health and safety process. In much the same way as a pilot's pre-takeoff checks, every detail matters. Each corrections officer stands by a special viewing slot on each side of the locked door that allows them to look into the cell, and a convex mirror inside means they can see into every corner. Before they move on, each officer must be confident all is well inside and give a thumbs up, which is a signal not just for their colleague, but for the cameras that feed back to the control center. It's all about safety. Just a few months after graduating, with her uniform epaulette still pretty much box fresh, Tina and another corrections officer were escorting a nurse delivering medication to a prisoner. The man was on observations, which meant he had to be checked every 15 minutes. So you get the idea. Safety protocols mean the corrections officers view the prisoner, put their foot against the door, then unlock it, only opening wide enough for the prisoner and nurse to interact and carry out treatment. But this time, it didn't go quite so smoothly. As the door opened, the agitated prisoner suddenly pushed out with considerable force and charged at them. Then a whole lot of things happened at once. As Tina says, in that split second, my training kicked in. The alarm was raised, support quickly arrived, and we were able to secure the prisoner and stop anyone from getting badly hurt. Tina says everything played out exactly as in their training, exactly as she had practiced. And in that moment, in the face of his aggression, that confrontation, she trusted the process and her team. Far from being discouraged by this experience, Tina says it increased her confidence. She's still assigned to the same unit, in the same high-security environment, and still loves starting her shift each day, because she knows the work she does at corrections is making a difference.